Kiss 108. It's the best of Billy and Lisa.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. It is Justin, and welcome into a Saturday morning in your top five moments of the week from Billy and Lisa in the morning. It's a tradition every single week at this time right here on Kiss 108. And right now is a segment, of course, we do every day around 7:40. And Fridays right now are so crazy. I don't know what it is. It's the end of the week. The weekend's here, but the talkbacks and the calls are always so fun. Number five.
So I was watching the news yesterday and heard them start talking about Michaela Schifrin and instantly thought about Lisa and how excited she must be.
Oh, yeah. Pumped.
I don't give a you-know-what about Michaela Schifrin.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden I am Michaela Schifrin's mother?
Oh, us too. Us too.
I'm so pumped.
That was a funny morning.
Yeah.
Was it the Olympics, Lisa?
It was.
And
she was like, she was doing horribly.
But she was the favorite, expected to win everything.
She was, and I told you guys that she was the favorite going into the Olympics, which you hate anyway.
Yeah.
And then every time she would fall or every time she'd have a bad race, you guys would come and be like, oh, how's your little friend Michaela?
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a you-know-what about Michaela Schifrin. Who cares? Now all of a sudden I am Michaela Schifrin's mother? I haven't watched 1 second of the Olympics. I don't care.
You kind of turned your back on her that morning, right, Justin?
She flipped.
It was all about Michaela, and then the next morning, what happened to your girl, Michaela? She fell on her face.
What's funny is that Lisa probably, you probably saw a headline leading into it saying, you have to watch out for Michaela Schifrin. So you were just saying, hey, guys, and all of a sudden, you were the expert.
Yeah. Kevin, hello, testing 1, 2.
Kevin!
Hey, you working?
Yeah, loud and clear, Kev. How's it going there, buddy?
It's going great. I'm driving in on my way to work. Headed to the good old city of Lynn.
Oh, yeah, we love Lynn here. Lynn's one of our favorites.
From your old stomping grounds, Linfield to Lynn.
Okay, that's a little bit of a confusing thing. Linfield is really not that close to Lynn, but yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, boy, I sound.
What do you mean? It's right next door.
Well, kind of, sort of. It's like a lot of winding roads between the towns. But yeah, I get your point, Kevin. That's fine. What are you going to Lynn for?
I'm headed to work.
All right. What do you do for work, Kev?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
Providing care for the, yep.
My brother's a male nurse.
Nice. Yep.
That's right. And where are you nursing? Give it a shout out.
It's Innovive Health. It's the greatest home care company in the state of Massachusetts.
Good for you, Kev. You're doing good work. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for checking
out. Oh, and Lynn.
Lynn, definitely in the building.
Oh, good. Let's go to Drew. Did you see that massive traffic jam
yesterday?
I did.
93.
Yeah. Yep. It was one of the craziest I've ever seen. And, Drew, you were in it, right?
I was. I work for the Greater Boston Food Bank, Turkey Toss partner of Kiss 108.
There you go.
And we had a couple of colleagues who sadly are moving on to other places. And so we were trying to get from the food bank to Dorchester Brewing, which is 7/10 of a mile. It took us 45 minutes to drive 7/10 of a mile yesterday.
That's maddening.
Yeah. Oh, my. I would have gotten
Everything
walked.
Around South Bay was just absolutely
gridlock.
It was ridiculous.
Wow. Dorchester Brewing, by the way, also has great food. We've featured them on Dining Playbook, which, by the way, Saturday
great
mornings
place.
At 9, Sunday nights at 9 on Nesson.
It also affected like people on the Red Line because it was a mess.
How does an
18-wheeler... My boss couldn't get to her kid's BC High hockey game. It was insane.
Yeah.
How does an 18-wheeler flip over? And there had to be traffic even before the incident.
I think it hit the medium. My dad was in it for 3 hours.
Really?
He worked in Wilmington, and he left at 1:45 because he wanted to get home early and beat the traffic. And he got stuck in the Zakim, and then he got stuck in the tunnel. He didn't get home till 5.
Wow. Well, you know, one of the toughest things about that thing yesterday is they had to send this giant tow truck because the truck was huge.
It was huge.
But they had to send it the wrong way on the highway to get to the actual site.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the expressway, it's gridlock every single day. There's always a major accident.
Yeah.
And that's my route.
Yeah. How do you live out there?
We it's maddening.
First of all,
it's maddening.
South Shore is the superior shore.
Of course it is.
That's why there's so much traffic going there because people want to be there.
Yep. Yeah.
So, but it's a great place to live, but you just got to get on 93 at certain times. It's the worst spot, literally, in Massachusetts for driving. So.
All right. You want to sneak in a talk back, Justin, over there? No.
Let's go
back to the phones then. Who's this?
Laurie.
Hey, Laurie. What's going on? By the way, there's an open line, 617-931-1108. Cuff it up. Get that line. Cuff it. Laurie, what's going on with you?
Good morning, everyone. I enjoy my Tusher ride up to work, up to South Boston every day with you guys. You keep me laughing. Mm-hmm. So my question that I have for the group is, I've listened to all of your call-ins this week about gender reveals and people having babies. My first, one of my children just announced they're having their first child, and I'm going to be having a grandson. So my question to the group is, listen, I don't want to overthink this, but what does, you know, what's an appropriate name? Like, my daughter-in-law loves Mame. I already have the children call my mom Nanny. So is it appropriate for me to be a nanny? I'm not Grandma or Mima.
I always like Nanny or, you know, I don't know. Justin, what do you call around the house?
This is Nanny.
I will say, with my mom, she didn't want to be called Grandma because her mom was Mom. So she was Grandma, so she didn't want to take that from her mom. And her name's Anne, so she went with Nanny Annie. But since you're a Laurie, I would go with Lala. I think that's cute.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be like cute. Grandma or something like that.
So what do they want to call you?
What?
My daughter-in-law wanted to, she likes the name Mame. It's French for grandmother. And, but Winnie, you are the fourth or fifth person to say Lala.
I think Lala's cute.
And my son just was like, you know what? Whatever the baby calls you, the baby calls you. So.
Yeah.
I love it. I think they're both cute, Mame or Lala.
Oh, my boy's grandmother, they call her Bam because when Chris was very young, he couldn't say Nana?
Right, like she's saying,
Bam.
Right, so whatever they call you, whatever they can get out.
What do your kids call your mom?
It's Nana. Mm-hmm. And then Tim's mom is Grandma, so yeah, we had to change it.
Well, there you go. You got a variety to choose from.
So we're thinking Lala, that's a good one.
Lala's
good.
La, 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 la. Where's my...
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's so cute.
I like Lala. Yeah, there was... Yeah. I had cousins that called my grandmother Lala because they couldn't say Nana.
Yeah.
When they were kids, so they said Lala.
La.
Lala's good.
Yeah, think of all the songs you could play as Grandma enters the room.
Oh, my God. Well, we're moving right along this morning. It is Justin here with the best of Billy and Lisa. That's your top five moments of the week. If you missed anything, you can always catch up right here at this time on Kiss 108. And your number four moment is a talkback from my people, the Talkback Mafia. You can always send in messages, questions, comments on the show at any time on the iHeartRadio app. Just pull up Kiss 108. There's a little red microphone, little icon. You tap that and you get 30 seconds. By the way, we love questions.
Good morning, my favorite morning crew. So I have a question for you guys. I'm wondering, are gender reveals in or out in 2023? I'm pregnant and about to find out the gender of my baby, and I have another friend who's not too far along ahead of me, and she's all about having one where I'm like, not for me. So just wondering what you think.
Lisa, you're the princess of protocol. What's the rule on gender reveals, in or out?
I think that they've gotten crazier, which is a little upsetting. I think for her, if you want to do one, do one. And if you don't, don't. I don't think it's a requirement, right? I mean, if her friend wants to do one, great. Go to it, enjoy it. But, again, it's like if you want to do it, do it.
I haven't seen them as much. I have to be honest with you.
I will say my last couple friends that are pregnant have not done one. They haven't done one like a party. Like, they'll do like a little, picture or something with the gender reveal, but not like a whole thing. But I personally don't like them. That's just me. Because I don't want to root for whether it's a boy or a girl. Like, shouldn't you just want to have a healthy baby?
I was never that gender person. Like, I have to have a boy or I have to have a girl.
Yeah.
Never. I just felt blessed that I was hoping to have a healthy child.
You're right.
Which is the way it should be.
Right.
But listeners can chime in if they want. 617-931-1108. All I know is you used to see them everywhere, right, Justin?
They're still around.
Some really crazy ones, some really stupid ones. But now,
remember the one in the toilet recently?
That was a weird story.
Yeah.
Justin, I can't remember. Did you do it then? I can't remember.
Absolutely not. The honest to God's truth is when my daughter Gemma was born last June, my wife proposed the idea of doing a gender reveal. And my first thought was the humiliation from Billy.
Yeah.
The trash talking that he would give me for that.
Totally.
I was like, there's no way. She wanted to do the
The fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
So when you told her...
hire a fireworks company?
No, you buy the fireworks, blue or pink. And
so when you told her that you didn't want to do it, what was her reaction?
She was fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah, she was fine with it.
And you didn't do one with Abel, right?
I didn't. No.
I didn't do one for either one of my kids. I just felt it was like... I don't know. I'm like so superstitious.
Yeah. Did you find out before you had them?
I did. I found out with both of them. I at least needed that.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. If one of my three boys called and said, yeah, Dad, so we're going to have a gender reveal. Here's the day. I said, I'm not coming to that.
I'm going to save that. Really, hold on a second.
No, I'm an anti-gender reveal
party. You're going to be a part of it.
Yeah. Knowing you, you'll pay for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, can you just write that check? Yeah, I just got it. I forgot my checkbook. I'll give it back to you. Want to just write it out real quick?
I could see Alex asking me to pay for the gender reveal.
Yeah, you'll be negotiating with the bakery on the cake. Like, you know.
Listen, I got a food show, okay?
I don't believe in them. I'm telling you, I would not go.
I think Alex would do it. Would be the one.
I'll bet he does.
It would be Alex, right, Elise?
I would think definitely.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Now that I think of it, there's no way Chris and Hannah would do it. No way at all. Alex, definitely, with Tony, and there's a gender reveal. There'll probably be 1,000 invitees.
Like it'll be a beautiful party.
It'll be at a fancy, like, South Beach, Miami hotel.
Could you know the gender when you guys had kids?
Good question.
Because I don't know, because I know my parents never found out. I don't know if they could, though.
No, I don't think so.
Like in the 90s? I don't know. When did it start? It must have been, like, the 2000s?
Did I have a gender reveal?
No. When you found out the sex.
Could they tell the sex? I didn't know like when that started.
Oh, they could.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they offered. They said, you don't have to. We can. But no, we didn't, as I recall.
Well, I had to. It was like my only thing.
Yeah, my parents never did.
Well, you probably want to decorate.
I just wanted to know something.
Yeah.
Start buying the clothes.
Yeah.
Did I mention Lisa's wearing Gucci Adidas collaboration sneakers?
Oh, I wanted those so bad. Yeah. I wanted all part of the collection, the Gucci Adidas.
Imagine that.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
That's like, well, she is the Lisa the fashionista.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And Alex Costa, if you're listening.
If one of my three boys called and said, yeah, Dad, so we're going to have a gender reveal. Here's the day. I said, I'm not coming to that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Emily. Emily, what do you think? Gender reveal, yes or no?
So I went small with my first, and it was just me and my fiance, and it was absolutely delightful. But with my second one, we did do the big whole shebang.
Oh,
unfortunately,
gosh.
It did get destroyed. I found out the gender in early December, so I asked a local light show if they could reveal it, doing like blue lights or pink lights to Ice Baby. And the guy messaged me and said, hey, congratulations, it's a boy, instead of doing it at the light show. And then he said, how would you like me to go about it, when I had my sister initially message him. So it was a little bit of a letdown, but it was still really fun.
She had a light show to Ice Baby.
Let's go.
I love that.
God, that's humiliating. Just know, Emily, every one of your friends was talking about you.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It is Justin. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to your top 5 moments of the week from Billy and Lisa in the morning. Every week I do it right here on Kiss 108. At this time, you can listen on your radio, in your car, or at home on your smart speaker. Remember, just tell Alexa, play Kiss 108 on iHeartRadio. Your number 3 moment is a game having to do with Billy Costa's high school quiz show. It was myself against Winnie. This was actually the rematch. We did 2 this week, and I pretty much wiped the floor with her. Number 3.
Justin, let's play high school quiz show.
This has got to be a better showing for Winnie and I.
Yeah.
I hope that you missed the first round earlier this week. It was awful. Awful. We did not come off as smart people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to give it our best try this morning. So, Lisa Dunham, who do you want to go first?
I guess we'll start with Winnie.
Okay.
All right.
Winnie. Winner of 3 World Cups, what soccer hero from Brazil passed away in December of 2022 at the age of 82?
Neymar?
Can I steal?
Yes, you can.
If she gets it wrong?
She already got it wrong.
It's not Neymar?
No, okay. It's not.
That would be Pele.
That's
Pele.
Correct. Yes, one for Justin.
The answer is correct.
Good job, Justin. I knew it was a one-name person.
Yeah.
One, yeah. Okay.
So yeah. We don't call it a steal. Sometimes, no, we don't call it a steal on High School Quiz Show. We bounce.
Exactly.
Oh, you bounce.
Okay. We'll bounce over to Justin. You want to give an answer,
Justin.
Which you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
Justin, this is for you. The four major blood types are A, B, A, B, and O. Which type is the most common?
This is a good one. I know what's the least common, so the most common I'm going to say is type. This is a guess. Mm-hmm. My wife will be ashamed if I'm wrong. Type A.
Oh.
It's not type A.
It's type O.
It's type O.
Oh, there was a steal. There was a bounce. Lisa, you're supposed to bounce.
There was a bounce. Now it's tied 1-1.
You
want to
take a shot, so there we go.
Okay.
Really? Type O?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Type O. Everybody knows that.
And it's also like universal.
Okay,
like,
let's not take shots.
I actually didn't know that, Justin, so.
Oh, see? Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But now we do.
Quiz snob next to you.
Now we do.
Okay,
everyone
back to
there.
Salem, New Hampshire we go. And Justin.
No,
okay.
It's my turn.
No, it's
turn.
Winnie's turn.
Oh, it's Winnie's turn.
She stole, so they're 1-1.
Let's go to North Quincy High.
Okay, Winnie. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is now the longest-running live-action comedy series in TV history. I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. Ratings jumped in the second season when what actor joined the cast as absentee dad Frank Reynolds?
Oh, the old guy. Dave.
What's your answer?
What's your final answer?
The guy, he's like the old guy.
Well,
he plays Barry Sanders.
How long are we giving her?
What? This is it.
I don't know.
We'll need an answer.
Yeah. The answer is Danny DeVito.
The answer is Danny DeVito.
Oh.
Another point for Salem, New Hampshire.
Okay. Wait, who's the other guy in it that's old?
Okay, there's no other guy.
You don't have follow-up questions on High School Quiz Show, okay? You're right, you get the points, or you don't get the points.
Sorry.
Now we go to Salem, New Hampshire.
Okay. Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, Justin, were both filmed in what New Mexico city known as Hollywood and the High Desert?
Yeah, that would be Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You are right.
He
another
loves that show.
Salem,
shows.
New Hampshire.
That was for me.
Yeah, that was for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any points?
She has one.
She's got one.
It's 3-1.
Okay.
Okay. Winnie, created in 2009 by self-taught programmer Marcus Pearson, mm-hmm. what virtual sandbox game is the most popular video game of all time? Mm-hmm.
Virtual sandbox game?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay, you're not allowed. This is never allowed, the comment.
Is that your final
Roblox.
Answer?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
No. Well, bounce it. You got to bounce now to Salem, New Hampshire.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Okay, yep. Created in 2009, what self-taught programmer Marcus Pearson, what virtual sandbox game is the most popular video game of all time?
I am going to say Minecraft.
That answer is correct.
Are you Googling in there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
You're an actual computer.
I have a child.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I don't have children.
No, I have a child.
Okay. Salem, New Hampshire now
score?
With a score
it's like four
of 4.
It's 4-1.
North Quincy High.
I'm going to make a comeback. I feel it.
All right, come on.
All right, is this for you?
Yeah, it's for Justin.
Justin? Yeah. Okay.
God, this is a bloodbath.
Okay.
Yeesh.
All right. Daisy Edgar Jones plays an abandoned girl left to raise herself along the North Carolina marshes in what film based on Delilah Owens' best-selling novel? And it's streaming right now. The movie.
Salem, you have an answer?
I do not have an answer. You can bounce. Bounce to Fred.
Winnie, you have to know this. If you don't know this.
I haven't watched any TV. I'll do it for Xbox.
I believe it's a Reese Witherspoon project.
Oh, now we're giving hints.
Well, I'm sorry, because I don't think she's getting it.
I was going to say the menu.
We'll delete tip from the West Coast.
If anyone cares, it's Where the Crawdads Sing. Good book, by the way.
Okay.
That's a crushing disappointment for Salem, New Hampshire.
Okay, so where are we?
Me.
Okay. Oh, God.
What are we going to?
Okay.
A couple more.
All right.
Okay, Winnie, what mold was accidentally discovered in 1928 by Scottish researcher Alexander Fleming?
There's types of mold?
Oh, yeah, multiple types of mold. We've got several just in this room alone.
I just thought there's one type, like the white kind? I don't know.
It's really growing.
I don't know what type of mold.
And right. We'll bump to New Hampshire. Do you have an answer?
That's a tough one.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll just go home. Okay, Justin, I'm bouncing to you.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's ask Bill.
Now, how do we know when it's good mold versus bad mold?
I'm going to say green mold.
I don't know.
Okay, it's penicillin.
Oh, penicillin! Oh, the medicine!
Yeah.
It's a medicine, too.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get excited as though you had the answer. You didn't.
I've heard of penicillin.
All right, one more question. The score right now, 4-1 in favor of Salem, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going back to Justin.
Yeah.
Yes.
What English New Wave band recorded the only James Bond theme song to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, 1985's A View to a Kill?
You got to know this.
1985.
A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill.
They're so popular.
They're a British band from the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oasis?
No, they're 90.
No,
wait a minute. What are you doing? We haven't gone to yet.
Lisa,
can you take control
Lisa
of this show?
Lisa is my host, not you.
Justin. Do you have an answer?
I do not have an answer. I'm sure I know the song, but...
Okay, Winnie, your answer was Oasis.
Yeah.
It was Duran Duran.
Oh, Duran.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was trying to tell you.
I know.
Yeah.
I was trying not to look. I don't want to be a cheater.
Okay, well, that's it for this week, everybody, on the High School Quiz Show. Final score, Salem, New Hampshire, 4, and North Quincy High. What an embarrassment to North Quincy High.
You know what? She's still the queen.
The queen of Quincy, baby, reigning in Randolph. Woo!
So whether or not you watch The Bachelor or not, this next segment is for you. Hi, everybody. It is Justin, and welcome back to your top five moments of the week from Billy and Lisa in the morning. Your number two moment goes to Riley Donovan. That's Lisa Donovan's son. He's 12 years old, and he loves The Bachelor. He wears a robe to watch it. He makes food. Every single week, so we have him call in and check in and review that episode. The new Bachelor premiered this week, so we can expect plenty more of young Riley Donovan. Riley, you get number two this week.
Lisa Dunham's son, Riley, is our correspondent that covers the Bachelor franchise whenever it airs. And last night, The Bachelor started on ABC. So let's go to Riley Dunham, Justin.
KD is pretty much the opposite of a virgin.
Yes.
Hi, how's it going?
12 years old, sitting there in Milton, Massachusetts, a student at Milton Academy, and Lisa Dunham's son. Hey, Rye, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I understand you were out of ramen noodles last night. You didn't have any ramen noodles to watch the show with.
Yes, we're out of ramen. I did take a substitute, though. I did have a salad. So.
Oh, so you
salad.
So you sat there in your robe with a salad, and on comes the Bachelor.
So
okay, so the take on this new Bachelor, Zach, is that he's very boring. What's your take on it, Riley?
Yeah, he's just remarkably average in every category, and he's majorly douchey. Like at the end,
are you allowed to say that?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Could you repeat that, Riley? So he's remarkably average and what?
Douchey.
Okay. Could you break that down for me? Meaning what exactly?
So at the beginning of the show, basically what happened was he's just so average that they had to say some facts about him. So his two facts were that he played in a seventh grade band and he DJ'd a party in high school. Okay, so that's just...
Oh, he was a band nerd.
That's all they got.
He was a band nerd?
That's all they got from him.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm a big fan of
school
bands.
You were in a band.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't in the school band.
Oh, okay.
It's a little different chapter. But, okay, so he's in the school band, or it was, and, okay, so how many women this season, Rye?
30.
30 women, mm-hmm. all vying for this douchey guy's love.
Yeah. Now we had the rose ceremony last night. I'll tell you guys who went out in a minute. There was a little bit of a twist.
Ooh. Oh, they had a twist. What was the twist, Rye?
It wasn't really a twist. It was a person who I thought should be, I think her name was Madison. She was from Fargo, North Dakota.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was just whiny. She could not sit still. All these women have not talked to him, and she's already gone out to talk to him his second, third time.
Wow.
So what happened to Madison?
She was dumped.
Oh.
Wow. Well, she was obviously a little too chatty.
She was needy.
And a little too
available.
And
then she was Yeah, and she was crying after because she was like, I thought my talk wasn't good enough.
I love when he starts imitating the contestants. So, Riley, in round one, now last night was round one. Did anybody have sex already?
No.
Okay. Easy. Now,
but he kissed a lot of women, right?
Yeah, he did.
Now, I saw the promo for this season's Bachelor on ABC. Did somebody arrive with a live pig?
Yes, actually. Someone is a pig farmer.
Mm-hmm. And
pig farmer.
So yeah. How did that go over with boring Zach?
He was a little surprised, but she was just kind of really like not really a front runner contestant. Mm-hmm.
So how many girls did he get rid of last night?
He had 20 roses, which means he got rid of 10.
Oh, wow.
He really
10
whittled
were sent
that down.
Home immediately?
Yep, just goodbye.
Wow. So is it too early, Riley, to ask you if you have a favorite?
I have a couple of favorites. The first impression rose last night was really interesting, I thought, because the girl who got it really seemed like she was a front runner in the beginning. So my front runners, I would say Katie is a front runner because she broke up with her ex beforehand, but she's taken time to heal. So now I think that she's ready because, like, a lot of people, like in Clayton's season, the girl, she broke up with her ex, and it was supposed to be their wedding day, the day of the Bachelor premiere. She had to go home because she didn't take enough time to heal.
Yeah. So as a trained professional, Riley, you think she's ready to go. She's healed.
She's ready for love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And so you got Katie. Who's your other favorite?
I mean, Jess. The only thing that would stop me from her is that she's very young. She's very young.
Okay. Like how young?
Now, this is coming from like a 12-year-old.
23.
Oh, yes. That is young for marriage, Riley. That is, yes.
That's great.
So, Riley, if you don't mind my asking, what else are you watching right now besides The Bachelor?
I'm very excited because there's a new season of 1,000-Pound Sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what season out. Is it, Rye? How many seasons have they had 1,000-Pound Sister?
This is season four.
Wow, okay. Yeah, and any other show that you're excited about?
Not really besides those two, but 1,000-Pound Sisters was sort of all over the place because Tammy went back to rehab. Amy's having another baby. Yeah. Tammy quit breathing in rehab. Now she's in the hospital in a coma.
Riley, did you see she got married? Riley?
Oh, yeah. She got married at rehab.
Who's that? Tammy?
Yeah, Tammy got married.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm a little confused, Riley. Are they a combined 1,000 or are they 1,000 pound each?
Good question.
I don't even know. Honestly, it's changed so much. At the beginning of the show, they were a combined 1,000. Yep. Now, like,
they've lost.
Tammy's like, Tammy's 700 and something.
Yeah.
And Amy's
Tammy's put on weight since you last saw her.
One's put on and one's lost.
Oh, one's losing and one's gaining?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds exciting. All right, Riley, listen, thanks for checking in. And we'll do this again next Tuesday morning after the second episode of The Bachelor on ABC. Thank you, Riley.
Have fun at school today.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Justin. Welcome back. Top five moments of the week from Billy and Lisa in the morning. We made it to your number one spot, and it is Michelle Wu, the mayor giving her first State of the City this week. And what do you know, the morning after she joined the show to check in about that and other fun things like what she's watching, what she's listening to, just a fun interview. Mayor Wu, number one.
Madam Mayor, good morning.
And great to be with you.
Great to have you here. I got to tell you something. Lisa Donovan, who's sitting here next to me, had a big book club event last night at Encore Boston Harbor.
I heard. I hope it was great.
You should come to the next one, Madam Mayor.
We would love to have you, Madam Mayor. It would be so exciting.
That sounds great. We'll read something very city, wonky, nerdy.
We'll read them all, right?
So here's the deal, Madam Mayor. I had to rush home. I left Lisa's event early because I had to get home to watch you on TV. And you were fabulous.
Thank you. It was quite a big event, and it was amazing to be there with. We were at the new MGM Music Hall. So
yeah, yeah.
Great venue.
Awesome. And it was a really, really nice speech. But if you don't mind, we're going to get to know the mayor right now, Justin. Can we get to know the mayor?
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
You ever play that one on the piano, Mayor?
Yep, yep. I can do that one.
Okay, here we go. Getting to know Mayor Wu. Any particular shows you're watching on TV right now?
The kids are always around, so we just finished watching The Mysterious Benedict Society season 2,
mm-hmm.
which was great.
Yeah.
Way better than season 1. I kind of get sucked all the way in with shows. And so I think the last thing that I was watching was, is it called Inventing Anna?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Wow, that was a great show. Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
A favorite movie of all time. I mean, I really like sci-fi movies. What is that movie called with the... is it called Arrival?
Arrival, yeah. Arrival. I love that movie, too.
The language and the translation. And yeah, that one's great. Yeah, and then, again, I spend probably way too much time with a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old on the kids' movie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you're cruising around, Madam Mayor, okay? You're all by yourself. The kids are home or somewhere else. And what music are you listening to in the car?
Okay, I listen to you all. That is, it's great in the morning.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Justin, the executive producer?
I did hear it, and I loved it.
Mayor of Boston listening to this radio show. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, or I'll listen to classical. I'm not so much a country music person, or anything. That's probably the one kind of music that I don't really listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else I'm game for.
Well, you had a bad bunny moment, didn't mm-hmm. you?
I did have a bad bunny moment. I had a very swooning bad bunny moment. He's so nice, and it's amazing that we have so many opportunities in the Boston area to have major stars and figures come through, and he was really generous and spending a little bit of time with my team and me at the show.
Well, the city of Boston has some amazing music venues. Well, you spoke last night at MGM Music Hall. That's one of the hottest ones in the city right now. But, the concerts at Fenway Park. We are so lucky in this city of Boston, Madam Mayor.
It's great, and it makes a difference because, you can do everything right as a city. You can work on making sure all the basics are there and that everyone is taken care of. And then you still need that element of fun and community and people wanting to be together and have opportunities to feel excited about what's happening. So between right now, the Bruins and the Celtics and our art scene, I feel so blessed at where we are as a city.
All right. I got to ask you, do you have a celebrity crush?
I have kind of two categories. One is chefs. The first time I met Joanne Chang, I feel like I couldn't speak. She's a hero in many ways.
She's a good friend, too. She's great.
Yeah.
And it gives back to so much for Boston. And then, it's not so much a crush, but I feel like I watch the Celtics games and know all them, and both my kids know every player and their number and how they're doing health-wise. It feels like they're just like family members, so when I get the chance to see them, that's always a really great thing. And the players and the team are also so invested in our city, give back, and are present at community events. So again, we're really lucky.
I got to tell you, I host a high school quiz show over at WGBH, and you ask one of the questions this season on high school quiz show. It's great.
Yeah, that was a blast. I did stuff like that growing up, too, so it was my element.
Oh, you were on a team?
We had, now this is showing a little bit of kind of which social circle I was in high school, but we had a classics quiz bowl team called Kertamen. I was involved in the National Junior Classical League. And so I've been in had a not as intense as high school quiz bowl, but
quiz bowl,
had a little similar experience.
Okay, so before I let you go, Madam Mayor, your children, how old and what are their names?
They're 5 and 8, and their names are Cass and Blaze, and they keep me on my toes every single day.
Oh, Blaze is a cool
name. I love both
names. I'm changing
their names.
My name to Blaze.
Yeah.
I love that name. But Madam Mayor, here's what we want to do, okay? We do our KISS concert every summer. It's typically in June, and we're going to offer you the very first tickets to KISS Concert 23, and you can bring the family.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much.
All right, and hopefully.
This is a great moment. Thank you for having me. And you know, we're working hard in Boston for everyone, focused on housing and transportation and all the issues that we know need a lot more work in kind of hard times. But this is a great city, and we are hiring. We're looking to add to our amazing workforce. And most of all, we're here. If anyone needs help or services, we can get you connected to the right place.
There you go. And if you don't mind, when we're trying to get Bad Bunny for KISS Concert, I'm going to throw your name around. Madam Mayor, congratulations on last night. Congratulations on your first year as Mayor of Boston. You're doing a great job. And thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was cool. I was hoping she was going to say her celebrity crush was you.
No, she knows who hers is.
Joanne Chang is pulling from the family recipes again this week. Her mama's famous dumplings.